Radiotopia from PRX.
I'm excited to tell you that one of our favorite Radiotopia siblings, Ear Hustle, is back with a new season. Ear Hustle is a show about life inside prison, but it's not your typical prison podcast. Co-hosts Nigel Poor and Erlon Woods have recently been spending time at four California prisons and have a season's worth of funny, surprising, and unforgettable stories to share. In a recent episode, they were able to visit a groundbreaking prison hospice where they spoke to men who are grappling with the reality of dying inside prison. Also coming up this season are stories about the objects people keep inside their prison cells, complicated mom-daughter relationships in prison, and incarcerated people who wonder whether they've become too comfortable behind bars. Stories about life on the inside, told by those who live it. Find Ear Hustle wherever you get your podcasts. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
February 14th, 1998.
Sixth grade.
Dear diary.
Dear Jesus.
Dear sweet asswad.
Adults sharing the embarrassing things
they created as kids.
So I wrote poems about masturbation.
Before an audience
of total strangers.
I feel like an idiot.
I'm the only normal one in my entire family.
Mom, you can't read this.
These are the stories hidden inside
the pages of our past.
Welcome to the Mortified Podcast. I'm Dave, and today's episode peeks inside the teenage diaries of Jimmy Rudasta, whose childhood obsessions included listening to the Eurythmics, bathing in Dracar Noir, and eating McDLTs. Now, like a lot of kids who grew up in the closet, Jimmy spent his adolescence searching for a place that he fit in. Unfortunately, for reasons you're about to hear, it wasn't always that easy to find that growing up in the Pacific Northwest of the 1980s. Jimmy realized that if he was ever going to have any luck, he'd need to develop a secret weapon, resilience, or at least some sweet dance moves. As a heads up, I should warn anyone who happens to be eating while listening to this, this episode contains moments that they're just super gross, so I'm sorry. Anyway, here's Jimmy recorded at a Mortified event in Chicago, 2014.
Good evening. You could actually say it was my destiny to be a hopeless virgin throughout high school. Anyways, you'll soon discover my adolescence was a rather confusing time, so I channeled my frustration into pop culture obsessions. Every weekend, I would be dancing alone in my room, listening to Casey Kasem count down America's top 40 singles. All summer long, I was glued to the TV set with my Mr. Microphone in hand, pretending I was Bob Barker hosting The Price is Right. And every day I would escape my miserable existence with the drama and intrigue of daytime and nighttime soap operas. My favorite being, as you can see here, Santa Barbara. All the while, as an aspiring writer, documenting every detail daily in my trusty journal. Dear Diary, I put up a sign in my locker that reads, "My life is like a Monday." Andrea said my locker signs convey my depression. In her words, be happy. Mom said I could come home for lunch once a week. Getting to catch the last 5 minutes of The Price is Right and the first 5 minutes of The Young and the Restless and or Ryan's Hope is totally worth it. Dear Diary, during English, I read our assigned four poems, all of which I understand pretty well for tomorrow's quiz. Maybe I can explain them to my true love, Alicia. She's a mass babe. I love her like Romeo loved Rosalind, but I think she's using me. Today, Alicia asked to trade PE shirts with me, which I cheerfully did, and then she went to her girlfriend and told her how she gave me a dirty, sweaty shirt. Later, during PE, Valerie and Luella made fun of how I move my hands and how I'm feminine. Well, today I said to Luella, "You know you're butt ugly." Dear Diary, my friend Scott said something to the effect that I had bouncy hair and that it signifies that I'm North Salem's fag. I won't eat with him tomorrow at lunch. The worst part of today, during PE, after showering, I toweled off my butt while standing up and noticed that the towel had crap all over it. I overheard someone say something about crap on my dick and how now brown cow. Dear Diary. During PE, I walked with Alicia and her friend Carrie today, but they started to slow down, mainly, I think, unfortunately, to get me to pull ahead and thus get rid of me. I want to be able to get the two together and get a chance to ask Alicia casually if she's going with anyone. Dear Diary, it's 11:24 p.m. Ever since 9:45 p.m., I've been in the bathroom, showering, washing my face, shaving, and even beating off. Something I've been refraining from doing since I last did it 1 week ago. But for some strange reason, today, I wanted to suck on my dick with my lips. It didn't work. But I ended up coming anyway this afternoon and again in the shower. I've been telling myself to think about Alicia whenever I get the urge to beat off with thoughts of guys in my mind. Then I won't beat off. But today it didn't work. Dear Diary, during PE, I finally scored a run today, but all the girls started calling me Jenny when they saw me run. During lunch, I saw Alicia with a guy in the halls, but I got some feeling she didn't want to be with him, but with me. Dear Diary, I again got crap on my towel. Dear Diary, at 2 a.m., I had my very first wet dream, and it was horrible. I immediately knew that it was a nocturnal emission and was so uncomfortable with the cum in my underpants, I got up and changed. Dear Diary, during PE, I wanted to say goodbye to Alicia before she went into her locker room, but along came Michelle, who said, "Go kiss my boyfriend for me." I rushed off, embarrassed. Later, the student newspaper editor embarrassed me when he told me, "You are what you eat. You look like quiche." Dear Diary, during The Price is Right, this cute California college sophomore was on the show, and he prompted me, so I can look as good and thin as he did, to starve myself today. Step one in a good diet. Step two in a good diet is exercise, which I did today too. The exercise I'm going to do this summer is I'm going to actually pretend I'm the performer in a concert and dance to an entire album. Today, Purple Rain. Dear Diary, today was one of the worst days of my life. My attitude towards summer vacation has gone down the tubes as a result. While driving home from Bend, I had to listen to American Top 40 in the car. So from number 17 to number 14, I had to keep shushing people. And then my stepdad shut off the radio for good. I literally felt like jumping out of the moving van on the spot. Dear Diary, I ate much less today after seeing lucky Harry Hamlin get seduced by Susan Day on L.A. Law tonight. It was just the fact that I saw a woman coming onto a man, and I wanted that for myself. The big drawback today was the fact that I masturbated twice. A, I got no good vibrations either time, and B, I broke another one of my masturbation abstinations. Dear Diary, I woke up at 5:30 a.m. to change underpants due to another disgustingly annoying wet dream. The best part of tonight was the mail at home. Soap opera digest, soap opera now, a letter from my Santa Barbara fan club pen pal, a newsletter from the Brandon Call fan club, and a male underwear catalog. The thing that made today great: in between classes, I asked Alicia if they spelled her name wrong on her cheerleader outfit, A-L-I-C-I-A instead of A-L-Y-C-I-A, and she said she was so happy that I was the first person who noticed. Dear Diary, during newspaper, I heard Mike telling gorgeous Karen that I'm gay. I heard Karen mumbling something about how I'm going to get AIDS. Just thinking about this is making me sick. After dinner, Mom and I went to the mall, where the crowded bookstore prevented me from looking at Playgirl. Dear Diary, I read a repulsive issue of TV Guide that had a soap opera cover story which didn't even mention Santa Barbara. I plan on writing in about it. Ronald has joined the newspaper staff. He may or may not remember and tell the whole class about how I was beat up by a girl in the sixth grade. Dear Diary, I had to call Alicia's name a couple times, then she looked, and I told her, Hope from Days of Our Lives will be on Hollywood Squares this week. She seemed very disinterested. Good going, Jim. During German, Mr. Faust called all Democrats faggots. And during newspaper, Matt, a senior who just joined the newspaper staff, found out I go straight home from school to watch Santa Barbara. Terrific. Dear Diary, during newspaper, I wrote a note to Matt about how people treat me like shit, and he said he didn't buy it. He wrote back, I may be out of line, but I was you for 9 years, without the soap operas, but with other socially unacceptable qualities. I was stunned. He continued, tape a piece of paper to your mirror that says, you have taken yourself too seriously. Don't argue even about politics. You can't change a Republican mind anyway. Cut down on TV. Experiment with hairstyles. Dance around the house with headphones on. Laugh a lot. Dear Diary, during the pep assembly, I kept thinking thoughts like these. Oh, I have to talk to Scott about the Knott's Landing season premiere. No, then he'll think you're a fag. You shouldn't even be watching soaps, Jim. You're so stupid. Eventually, tears were welling up in my eyes, and when I'd blink, I was practically crying. Matt said, cheer up or die. I told him, the whole school thinks I'm a fag. He said, don't worry about it. It's not important. Great, just what I wanted to hear. Dear Diary, just now, looking in the mirror and dancing, I realized that I have a chest with potential. I used new skin products tonight and found out that mousse looks great in my hair now. Everything's coming together. I wrote my record reviews for Cheap Trick and Tina Turner. I think my writing was unusually exceptional. Dear Diary, I have finally done it. Last year, I decided that I should be nicer to everyone, so I'll become more well-liked and hopefully more well-known. Well, with all these people coming up to me in the hall and saying hi, I think I may have done it. As Sally Field would say, you like me. Dear Diary, Mom said I could go dancing in Portland and spend the night at Andrew's house. When we first walked into Confetti's, things did not go well. I sat down on a bar stool, and Kaya immediately asked, should we dance? But I was too nervous to start dancing that soon. After a few songs, such as Company B's Fascinated, and Susie and the Banshees Peekaboo, and Milli Vanilli's Girl You Know It's True, she and Andrew came off the dance floor, and then, take a deep breath, it was time to go back out there, this time with me in tow. Well, I did it, and I absolutely cannot believe how much fun it was. We left the dance floor to rest, but when R.E.M.'s Orange Crush came on, I started freaking out and rushed Kai and Andy back out there. Thoughts kept running through my head like, 1 year ago at 10:30 p.m. on a Friday night, I would be baking cookies while watching Falcon Crest. And here I am dancing. And you're not gonna believe this? My horoscope today read, dance away the blues tonight. Thank you.
That was Jimmy Rudoster reading aloud his childhood writings with no embellishing, no exaggerating, just God-given awkwardness on stage at Mortified in Chicago. There's more to the story as we chat with today's reader in our post-mortem, Fide. We caught up with Jimmy, and we immediately asked him the number one thing that's been haunting the entire Mortified team, and likely you, since hearing his diary. How is it possible, logistically speaking, to get crap on a towel twice? No judgments, just dying to understand.
I think I was a stickler for cleanliness and maybe was trying a little too hard to dry everything out way up in there. Put it simply, I dug too hard. I have been told now that when I am a guest at people's houses that they're going to have me bring my own towels.
As for Jimmy's love of dancing, it's been replaced by a love of karaoke. Although we're sure his teenage self would be proud to know his go-to song comes from Purple Rain.
baby, I'm a star. Ooh, ooh. Might not know it now, baby, but I are. I'm a star. Ooh.
And for anyone wanting a mental portrait of Jimmy's signature dance move in high school, look no further than a move we're calling the dribbler.
I did not have any dance moves at all, but I remember the best advice that my friend gave me was just to pretend like I was kicking a soccer ball. And so I did that. It's like literally I'm kicking, like I'm dribbling the ball, but just like sort of gently kicking inward back and forth.
Today, Jimmy works at a nonprofit where he's committed to being an advocate for those in need.
I think some of the injustices that I faced as a teenager inform what I'm doing today. Hopefully future generations of kids don't have to go through some of the experiences that I went through of not feeling like I fit in and not feeling like I belonged.
And hey, show your support for kids like Jimmy. The next time you hear Prince on the dance floor, whether you're at a wedding or a school dance, do the dribbler.
Baby, I'm a star. Ooh-hoo.
To share the shame, follow us on Facebook or Twitter or visit getmortified.com to learn about Mortified stage shows, books, films, and beyond. Click participate, and who knows, maybe you'll appear on a future episode of this series. The Mortified Podcast is a proud member of Radiotopia from PRX, made possible with support from the Knight Foundation and MailChimp, who celebrate creativity, chaos, and teamwork. Of course, if your organization is interested in supporting this podcast, please email sponsor@radiotopia.fm. Our podcast production team includes Gina Delvec, Pierce Roselli, Neil Ketcher, Kathy Tu, myself, Dave Nadelberg. Music by Gordon Bash, Alex Burke, Adam Smith, and Snakes. Additional thanks to Megan Zabel and Shuba's Tavern, and all the dedicated Mortified Live producers whose work makes the stage show possible. Until next time, we remind you that we are freaks, we are fragile, and we all survived.